Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Spotlight Series. Today, I'm joined by Carolina Morelli. She's the founder of Equibalance Health. She is a devout Christian and a certified holistic health and lifestyle coach who supports organizations, both sacred and secular. She is also a TEDx speaker, and she also does keynote talks, workshops, and team health coaching. Thank you so much for coming on Spiritual Spotlight Series. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be here.
So we're just going to jump right in. So how do you intertwine holistic health practices with your Christian faith and your coaching? And why is this blend essential for your spiritual growth?
Wow, that's a really good question. So before I became a holistic health coach, when I would hear the word holistic, I would think like, oh, it's heebie-jeebie. This is like so weird. But really what I came to understand in my education and, you know, as I've gone through several years of being in my world is holistic is just about embodying the whole person. You know, it's your mind, your body, your soul, your heart, all the things. And I feel like in my work, especially with Christian women, that is one area that they tend to overlook when it comes to health. It's like, oh yeah, we have our prayer time, read our Bible and have our things. And then everything else is separate. And really it's like so intertwined together. So that's how I just kind of blend the two. And not everybody that I work with is going to be a woman of faith, and that's totally okay. But the ones that are, when they really grasp like, wow, you're actually glorifying God by taking care of yourself, because then you have the energy to go do what you were put on this earth to do. It's a beautiful thing. It's a very transformative mindset shift for people.
Absolutely. And I really respect the fact that you don't have to be a Christian to work with you. It's amazing that you honor anyone, no matter what journey they're on. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. Absolutely. So in your experience, what are some unique challenges that Christian women face in maintaining their health? And how do you address these in your coaching?
One big thing that I see is this guilt of putting myself first, especially moms, right? You're a mom, I'm a mom. We get it. There's this thing about being selfless. Mm. And, you know, serving your church community and all the other things, but God forbid that you should take care of yourself, and that you're doing yourself and your family a very huge disservice by doing that. So a lot of times I do have to address that, like, hey, it's totally okay that you are taking care of yourself, because you cannot give, as the saying goes, from an empty cup, right? Got to put that oxygen mask on first, as everyone says.
That is a really, really good point. I think, why do you think that women especially have such guilt for taking care of themselves?
Gosh, that's a great question. I think depending on the culture that you grow up in, like, I'm Cuban American, and us Latinas, we are all about our husbands and our families, right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
But I will tell you, you see a lot of obese Latinas. They don't take care of themselves because they're so busy cooking and cleaning and taking care of everybody else. So I think a lot of it is cultural, for one. I think some of it does stem from the church, just because, you know, there's different beliefs in different churches. But I think that there's this mindset of, I'm holier when I'm in a place of service. And again, you go back to that place of like, oh, but wait, I'm miserable. And I haven't slept, and I haven't, when's the last time I washed my hair, put some makeup on? Like, when's the last time I've eaten a healthy meal or moved my body? And, oh, but that's selfish. So again, it gets put on the back burner. So I think it's the two things. I think it's culture, and I think it's, cultural.
Yeah.
I think some of it is different church beliefs. And I think too, you also generationally, like, what did your mom do? And what did your grandmother do? And what did your great grandmother do? And there's that shame that comes along down the line of like, well, your grandmother would have never gone to the YMCA before she made a 5-course dinner or whatever that thing is that your grandma did or your great grandmother did. So that's what I think.
But your grandmother probably also wasn't working a full-time job.
We're looking at her cell phone all day either.
I mean, I do feel like so much. I want to ask you this question, and this is completely off topic. Do you feel like society as a whole hasn't caught up to the amount of work that women actually have to do in this day and age?
Oh, gosh. I think there is, unless you are a mom, I don't think you really grasp what we do for our families. Husbands, I think I'm very blessed because my husband is a saint. All right. The man like does everything too. And he comments a lot like, wow, you're building a business and you're managing the house and the kids manage to have clean underwear every day. Oh my gosh. And the plants and the dog have been alive for a while now. But I think in general, if you're not a mom, you just don't, you don't grasp how much mental energy we give out thinking about so-and-so has, okay, how many kids you have? Like 4 kids. Okay. They all have sports practice or theater or whatever after school, on top of homework, on top of laundry, cooking, cleaning. You've got your own work you're trying to do and you're trying to take care of yourself. I mean, I feel like us women, we work 10 jobs, 10 full-time jobs. Like
100% agree with you. And I would say, I would like to commend your husband for acknowledging the amount of work that you do. I'm very lucky too, that my partner is the same way. He cooks, he cleans, he does it all. And I'm always like, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do.
It's such a blessing to have somebody that like, they come in.
Gets it. They get it.
Like, oh my gosh. Cause you know, they get the worst of you then.
It's a team effort. It's not a one-off position. like I love it. I'm sorry. We're going off topic here, but it kills me seeing videos online about men who are commended for watching their kids. No.
They're your children. Honey, you made them.
Exactly. No, no,
to create them.
Like, okay then, my friend.
Oh, I washed the kids today. Big freaking deal.
You want to win an award? I mean, that will actually come out of my mouth. Like,
I burnt them.
I love that. So thank you to your husband for actually acknowledging all that you're doing as well. So I'm going to shift a bit. So how has your role as a women's ministry speaker influenced your approach to wellness and spiritual teachings?
How has it influenced?
She's like, it hasn't. Ooh, next question.
Oh, well, it's just because it's so, you know, before I became a health coach, I had been in full-time music ministry for over 15 years. I was on staff at church. Like, I got deathly ill after my youngest was born, and that's what ended up, like, almost died. And that's what ended up leading me into the work I'm in now. Like
So tell us a little bit about that, about you getting really sick and in transitioning, kind of like, it sounds like your life's purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had been full-time music ministry. I had a band. We were scheduled to go out on tour 3 months after my youngest son was born. And I had a really rough pregnancy. And then when my son is coming out, I find out I'm group B strep positive. I have no idea because I'm having my first. I was supposed to get my test results that day, but I went into labor early. So I got all of one bag of penicillin in me and it wasn't enough. And then they kept me in the hospital an extra day. Nothing. I'm good. Noah's good. 4 days later, I am 104 and a half degree fever. I mean, shaking, dry heaving. I couldn't control my bowels, like
everything.
So sick. And I got immediately admitted back into the hospital, and it took a few days for the cultures to grow back. They thought I had meningitis. I'm like, did you not see my test results from when I went into labor? I had group B. Like,
they're like different units. We don't know how to review records.
They did not know. They're like, they thought the epidural needle got lodged in my back. Like, it was crazy.
Come on.
I'm like, y'all, but I was in and out of consciousness the whole time.
So you wouldn't really know. I mean, honestly,
I couldn't communicate. Yeah. I could not communicate. My husband was like juggling the newborn. My parents were running in. I mean, it was a circus.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was in the hospital for a week, home for a week with a nurse on an IV line, giving me the medications.
Yeah.
I come off that and I get hit with C. difficile. And that both these things almost killed me. The doctor looked at me and he's like, you are lucky to be alive. Like, I can't even believe it. You had a baby, then you got groupie, and then you got this. Like,
yes.
So I remember laying in the hospital and being like, I remember clear as day, I was looking up at the ceiling and I was like, I don't know how this is going to get turned for my good, but I know it will. Yeah. So long story made short, I had a 2.5 year recovery. And over those 30 months, because I had C. diff and it's antibiotic induced, like I can't take antibiotics.
You can't. So absolutely. Just run out of your system.
No, I mean, I'm 8 years out and I'm still healing my gut.
Yeah.
And you know, the doctors were like, well, you have to do everything you can to stay healthy. And I'm like, well, what do I do? Like, I don't know. Eat vegetables. I'm like, okay.
Thanks.
So anyway, I had so many horrible after effects from group B and C. diff and all this medication, severe anxiety all of a sudden. Never had anxiety. Like, what is this? Like, why do I, you know? So I ended up going on this journey I never expected to go on. And all the things that I used to snub my nose at were what ended up helping my body to recover. And with that, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And at the time, you know, I'd stepped down from my role at the church. We ended the tour plans. Like I had to get well, like everything became about me being a healthy wife and mother. My husband needed a wife. My kids needed a mom.
Yeah.
So I remember like I was sitting at our dining room table and I was like, what can I do that would incorporate? I have a visual communications degree. I've been on a stage since I was 15. I love public speaking. I used to keynote for things all the time. And then I'm falling in love with nutrition and all these like Chinese medicine things and Ayurvedic medicine and herbs and oil, all these things, right? All like things that I was like, why wouldn't you just take a pill? Coming from the girl who can't even swallow a pill, but like, why would any science respecting woman like put oils on her back to like, why would any, like, why?
So because anyway, they work.
They work. So I suddenly stopped. So what was happening was my husband was traveling a lot.
Yeah.
I was never alone for like a year and a half. I was never, ever, ever alone because I just never knew how I was going to feel. So I was always with somebody.
Yeah.
And he always came home sick. My three-year-old was always coming home sick from preschool, which meant the baby and I would get it. And it hit me 10 times harder and lasted 10 times. So by the time I healed, everyone's good. And then my husband comes back from the next trip sick and the cycle starts all over again.
Exposing you. Yeah.
Right. So once we started like trying all these hippie things that I used to make fun of, I stopped getting sick so much. My husband stops getting sick. Justin stops getting sick. Noah stops getting sick. I'm like, wow, I can heal now. So I'm like, there's something to this. And I fell in love with it. Neighbors, friends, everyone starts coming to me like, what do I do for X, Y, and Z? Because I don't want to take antibiotics. I'm like, oh, try this. Like,
yeah.
What? There has to be something that I could do with myself that would incorporate all of that plus things I said earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 3 weeks later, I found out about this career called health coaching. And I was like, what is this? So I ended up going back to school. I went to two. I went one for holistic health coaching and one for plant medicine because I wanted to work with doctors and I wanted to understand the herbs and the oils and like just have a basic understanding of it. And I haven't looked back.
And I love that.
Yeah. And so when you ask me about like ministry and this, like it is like, this is my ministry.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's helping them to heal, helping them to feel good, stay healthy. So they have the energy to do what God put them on this earth to do. That's ministry.
Absolutely. And I like that you were open to maybe taking a road that you weren't necessarily comfortable with to begin with.
Had no idea this happened. I still get to like do music at church here and there when I want to. It's fine. But I mean, I can't even imagine tour life now. Now I'm like, oh God, I like to sleep way too much and I don't like eating junk food.
I love that. Honestly,
but it works for me.
I love that. Now, do you still do this energy RX method?
Yeah, my energy prescription.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the energy prescription method and how it enhances both spiritual and physical well-being? Because that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so that is what I do with my one-on-one coaching clients because that's over a period of 3 months. Mm-hmm. And not everybody needs 3 months of health coaching, but I speak about this and then I use this in my practice. But it's basically rebooting your or changing your mindset around your wellness. Cause so I find with people, and you probably see this too in your work.
Yeah.
So much of it starts in our mind.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Listen, we could talk about this for hours. Mindset is the number one start for everything. The body keeps the score, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that book is amazing too.
Yes, it is.
So I work with people first and foremost on getting around the mindset part, then rebooting your body and retaining your results. So I take people through baby steps because I do not believe in eating the entire pie at once and then having them be worse than when I found them. But I teach people in this three-part method, like the basic building blocks of a healthy life and lifestyle. And unfortunately, we just are not taught these things growing up. You know, I mean, I had one semester of health in ninth grade. Yeah. I am a 46-year-old woman. That was a long time ago.
It's true. I mean, I'm a registered nurse. And right now, my big goal for this year is to focus on health and well-being and shifting to a plant-based diet and everything. And I'm a registered nurse who runs a pediatric and internal medicine office. Wow. I'm looking for somebody such as yourself. Like, I'm like, even today driving to work, I'm like, I need a nutritionist. Like, I mean, honestly, like this is the thing. And I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad.
And you know, so the people that I tend to draw.
Yeah.
They are not women that want to lose 50 pounds. They're women that are like, I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And I know that sounds so cliche, but that is what everyone says to me.
But it's true. Or
like, I feel yucky in my skin.
Yeah.
I want to fit into my clothes. I don't want six pack abs. I don't care about that. I just want to feel better. And I want somebody to tell me what to do and how to start because I'm confused. There's so much information out there and it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming for me as a health coach. She went to school for it. Like, come on, it's overwhelming. So really, I love getting to work with women like that because they're just open. They're like sponges and they're willing to do the work. And sometimes it's not huge tweaks. Sometimes it's just...
It's little shifts. Mindset shifts. Yeah.
Little shifts. It's like, you know, a couple supplemental changes maybe. Maybe it's a couple changes to the diet or when you're eating, how much you're eating. Like, you know, maybe you need 15 more minutes of sleep. We'll make a huge... It's so true. Baby steps. It's not, you know, you're not spending tens of thousands of dollars. You're really just getting back to the basics. But that's where that energy prescription
I love that.
Really works very well because one of the biggest things people see is the shift to the energy. And that's why I call it the energy
prescription. And honestly, a lot of people want to have more energy. When push comes to shove, it's that they feel exhausted because they don't, like you said, they're not sleeping enough. They're not eating right. They're not exercising. But if you were to sit there and say to them, well, give them the pie, they're not going to do it. It's too overwhelming. And like and when you do baby steps.
And like when you see, oh, okay, I can do this little thing and I can do it consistently. Then it's like, you feel better about yourself. You feel better. And you're like, all right, well, what's next? What else can I do?
I love that.
You know, I love what I do. So
much. I love this. Tell me about your TEDx talk. Because when this goes live, we'll be linking your TEDx talk. So tell us all about the TEDx talk.
Okay. Well, there's only so much I can say because let me tell you what I can tell you.
Okay. Tell us what you can tell us. And again,
by the time that like this goes live, you will be able to find it. And
I'm going to link it for anyone listening. I'm going to link her TEDx talks and she's going to give us a little teaser about it.
So we have a theme for our group and it's the currency of, and mine is the currency of intentional living. And it's all around waking up.
Nice.
And I had three deaths in my family, all back to back, all tragic. And you would have thought me almost dying would have woken me up out of my slumber, out of the go, go, go. But it was kind of just like the crust of my eyes, like, oh. But it was when I faced my sister-in-law dying 3 weeks after two cousins were killed in the Surfside building collapse in Miami. And I was giving the eulogy. Not only did I give the eulogy, I sang part of the eulogy. Mm-hmm. And that was it. It was my wake up. And I realized in that moment, I was like, holy cow, you have so many more lives to impact. And you do not know when your time is up, man. Yeah. You please, we all think we have like all time
millions of years and we don't.
Or not guaranteed the next 5 minutes. Let's be real. So
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So that talk is all on I have to be careful what I say.
No, it's okay. Stop. It's okay. I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you. So I'm sorry that you went through these tragic events, but going through tragic events is really rocket fuel for ascension. So it really changes your perspective. I myself went through a tragic loss with my brother. He committed suicide. And 100%, it's like next level. And it makes you realize like your life is short and we are all here with a mission and a purpose and we need to get to it. You know, I'm so excited about your TEDx talk.
No, thank you. I am so excited about it.
I love it. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. Waking up. What a beautiful topic for this year. Honestly, goodness. Let me ask you this. How do you guide individuals in integrating their faith into every aspect of life, including health, family, and career? And maybe you don't because they don't have to be faith-based.
Yeah. So for the ones that are, I will tell you, scripture talks about doing everything you do as unto the Lord.
Mm.
So when I'm working, when I'm folding clothes, when I'm cooking food, you know, whether I'm, you know, keynoting at something, I'm not doing it for somebody else. I'm doing it for God. And my focus is always on how can I use my gifts to glorify God and serve others? Cause it's not about me. It's not about me at all. I'm just a conduit for something else.
Yeah.
So for the women that I work with that are faith-based, when I am helping them to just take a bird's eye view at all these different areas of their lives, I get the nudges and I just know like what I'm supposed to, this is going to just sound so weird, but your audience is,
this is channeling.
You're a vessel.
Yeah.
You're a vessel for something. So sometimes I just know like what questions to ask. I know hey, you know, something going on here, you know, and just really being able to point them back to the promises of scripture and abundant living. And then for the people that aren't Christian per se, but they are, you know, they are spiritual. I feel like I have a good way of being, I can speak to anybody to be honest with you. And, but the language is different, but the intention is the same. And it's like, all right, you're here for a reason.
Right.
It's like
when we talk, like as a spiritual, and if I'm working with the angels or whatever, it's always God, angels, universe, like God first and foremost. Like that's what I believe. I believe in God. I pray to God every single day, you know, and I just like to bring in a bigger scope of people.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome.
I love that. So before I ask you the last question, if anyone is interested in working with you in your one-on-one programs, I know that you do corporate work as well, which I think is amazing. What is the best place for them to go to?
You can go to my website. It's equibalancehealth.com and it's equibalancehealth.com.
And I will make sure to link that as well.
Yeah. You can find all my stuff on there. I'm super active on Instagram.
Oh, what's your Instagram handle?
It's Carolina R. Morelli.
That's where
you can find me. And I've got in my link tree in Instagram, everything's on there. I've got a whole bunch of free cheat sheets that you can download to get you going on your wellness journey. There's something for everybody. I don't just do one-on-one group coaching. I have everything. DIY programs. I have eBooks. Like I've made myself accessible to everybody's budget.
I love that.
For a reason.
This is actually going to lead to our last question. Okay. So for our listeners who are seeking to improve their health and spirituality, what is one piece of advice you would offer to help them to begin their journey towards their purpose-driven wellness?
Get quiet every day. I feel like we are bombarded with noise and distraction all the time. And you cannot hear your own heart speak if you do not take time to be quiet every day and just sit, even if it's 5 minutes, just be quiet. Start there.
And you love that.
You're like, I'm telling you, like your own heart is going to be like, hey, I need to sleep more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I need you, like, you need to forgive so-and-so or whatever the next thing that you're needing. It'll come with the quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I am super excited for everything that's upcoming for you.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.